Clubroom Backstage.
Anya Schneider is talking to Watergate. Welcome Uli and Dennis from Watergate Berlin to talk about the actual situation and the new Yes, We Are Open event.
We're trying to make it like a real club experience. So either you're there, so you log in and you're experiencing these 4 hours, 4.5 hours, or you're not. It's not going to be on the internet after. There's no recording, there's no YouTube, there's nothing. You either be there or you're not. So just like a real club night, you know, when it's over, it's over.
Welcome to a new edition of the Clubroom Backstage. And today we're going to talk about clubs. And especially, I'm very, very happy that we have one of the biggest and nicest clubs from Berlin here. And we're talking with Watergate. And hello, Uli, and hello, Dennis. Nice to have you here.
Hello.
Hello, Anja.
How are you both? You look so happy, I have to say. I welcomed a lot of guests recently, but you both look like,
It's difficult times. Actually, it's pretty hard to stay positive all the time.
Yeah.
Because as you might know, you closed since the 13th of March. Now we are in the middle of already July. So that means since how many weeks you didn't open?
That's like 3 months. I think a bit more than 3 months already. Yeah. And it's caught us by, not really by surprise, but it was like all of a sudden we had to close. Mm-hmm. And you weren't really prepared to the situation. So in the very beginning, it was all very unreal. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you noticed, okay, this is not going to last for just 3-4 weeks. This is going to last for a long time. And yeah, that's tough, because we've been involved, at least I've been involved in club business for the last 20 years or even more. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you have to close. Mm-hmm. For a reason that you would never have thought you would have to close, you know, like a pandemic is nothing that you think that could end your career. Mm-hmm. Everything else, like taxes or...
We will be the last one that we're going to be open and work again. This is also for sure.
Yeah.
But of course, we were... it looks like that we are pretty lucky, because we live in Germany, in Berlin. There was a lot of help, and there was directly some organizations like the Club Kommission. They did United We Stream. Was this a positive thing? Could you survive from this? Did you get it? Or
first of all, I was very, very happy about all this solidarity we have seen in the beginning. There was lots of support from our fans, from the artists themselves, from organizations like United We Stream. But in the end, in our special case, even if this was a lot of help, it's not enough to survive. We have such a high amount of monthly costs to cover. Everything we got from the government, everything we got from United We Stream, which was in the end like a very, very small amount, does not really help us to survive.
Can you talk about the monthly cost?
Yeah, we have the rental cost is by far the highest. We're paying like 35,000
euros. This is unreal. 35,000 euros in Berlin, in Kreuzberg. I mean, we heard all this, you know, I heard rumors that you have this rent, but it's really true, yeah?
It's true. We had like a decent rent like 4 years ago, but then the house got sold to an investor. And he just doubled the rent, which is something he could do at the time. And yeah, and it's still going up. We've got this contract saying like every year it's going to be a bit more. And now we're at 35,000 euros. So for us, from the very beginning, that was the amount that had to be paid. Mm-hmm. Every month, that was for clear. And our landlord was not ready to go down in his rent for the time coming. So... Mm-hmm. This it's tough now. I mean, at the end, the money that came from our fundraiser, that came from the fans directly, was the biggest, and so that was very cool to see. Like, there is such a big support, such a big loyalty and solidarity from actually the clubbing society, you know.
Yeah, interesting. This I just have to come back to the landlord. I heard that it's not the only club he owned. Is he also like, I heard something from Wilde Renate, so he was smart enough to say, okay, these are the options. So what clubs he owned beside of you?
I mean, he owns the property, you know.
Yeah,
he doesn't own the clubs, he owns the property. He owns Watergate, I think he owns Wilde Renate. Mm-hmm. And I think, where is it, Cosmonaut?
I'm not sure about this.
I'm not sure about it. He, I mean, this guy, he's got like loads of properties in Berlin. So we're just by accident part of the whole thing.
So it was almost each club in Berlin in the same situation. But did you speak to the other clubs? Was there like a communication or did you help to each other? And how is the atmosphere?
When I think in the very beginning, everybody was pretty much in shock. So there was not much communication or not much, like, let's say, fruitful communication. And as always, like the clubs in Berlin, they're not like real unity. We form a unity in these in emergency cases, but it's just like the raving society is like a mix of different people. You've got bank people, you've got poor people, you've got students, you've got like, you know, so therefore there's no movement really of Berlin clubs. I think there's constant communications with people like von Carter, or we're talking to the Wilde Renate people. So there's an exchange, but it's not like we're having a concept, you know.
Did you hear that anyone giving up?
Not yet.
Not yet.
In the beginning, the mood was quite optimistic. I think it took a while until we realized that we have to face this situation for a long period of time. And now most of the club owners and promoters I'm talking to are looking for any other options to create some income. But this is only an option for those ones who have like an outside area at the moment. So I think this is a big difference between, like, for example, Watergate and Sisyphus, or even Wilde Renate. They can do like a beer garden, like a place.
You have the terrace too.
But the terrace is like very, very small.
But we are anyway limited.
Yeah, but if you follow the rules of having like 1 meter and 50 distance, it's like 10 people. It's not more.
So there was never ever an option to open up like a restaurant or to do something special?
I mean, we have just recently started a pop-up restaurant, which is nice for people to come and dine at Watergate, and it's still going on. So every Friday people can book a table. It's very limited, it's very exclusive, and it's more to keep the name up, you know, to keep Watergate brand out there so people know we're still there. But I mean, restaurant does not pay our rent. That's just like we're making a nil-nil kind of situation. So it's not about earning money, really. It's more like about the brand and advertising the brand a bit.
I mean, you are quite good in this. You have the label, which is, for me, quite good and running quite good. And also, how is this going? How is the label still?
The label is still running. It's funny because, I mean, in times of when you can't go clubbing, when you can't go out, and when you're in lockdown, people go on the internet and they actually buy records or buy MP3s.
Do you think this?
I mean, it's funny because the label used to be our lowest income, and now the label is the only income we have. We don't have the agency, we don't have the club. So
yes, I want to talk also about the agency, because is there something, can you feel there's a movement going on, there's some requests, there's some light on the end of the tunnel for at least the DJs to play somewhere?
No. In the beginning it was more like, even before the clubs in Berlin closed, there was already cancellations worldwide. So the agency was suffering way before the club did, and when there was a lockdown in Germany, then I think everything got cancelled within weeks, and now it's all dead. And there's a few bookings here and there coming up, people trying to do something. Exit Festival are booking artists,
but not probably the Watergate artists. They have to pick names you all know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, they book Watergate artists, a lot of them.
No, I mean now, because they have also limited capacity, there will be this few names you all know.
It's nothing like we're back in business, you know. Business is dead for the moment, and it's not possible to pay the employees. You know,
how many you have, by the way?
I mean, we the last Christmas party with all the people from the door, the people from the agency, people from the office, staff, cloakroom. It was like almost 80 people, 80, yeah. 90 people.
Wow.
So that's a lot of people. And now we still have the core team, the office team. And it's hard to keep that team together because it's not enough money coming in to pay everyone, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And probably they're going to go and looking for other jobs. And I know it's quite difficult to find good people to rely on, you know, and then you have to leave them, which is also like, is it hurting? And it must be psychological-wise also hard when it's your team, you know,
it's suffering. The team, and you want to keep it as long as possible. So we put some money on top to just keep them in the team and not lose them to. But to be honest, if you're working at the bar or if you're working in the music biz, even if you want to leave the team and work somewhere else, it's tough to find a job these days. It's almost impossible to get employment.
Yeah, and this is not only in Germany or Berlin, no? It's everywhere. So which could change the whole Berlin rave culture, probably? Do you think there will be some changes? Think about everything going back to normal. No one knows when it happens. I heard really drastic time schedules like, you know, New Year 21, 22, but maybe it could be earlier. What do you think it will change?
I can only speak from the Watergate perspective, and I think we can only reopen the way we used to be open before we were forced to close. Because with the high rent that I mentioned, we have a certain pressure. We have to. We are only breaking even with a certain amount of people, and this amount of people will not be in accordance to any social distance rules or so. It will simply not pay out for us.
But did you see the first concept? I think in Münster there was this Dockland, they're doing these parties with like the social distancing. What was your feeling when you saw it? Do you think this is possible? I mean, hello?
Yeah, we have seen that it's possible. But to be honest, this is not the way I want to see our scene in the future. And I want to be part of this. If we cannot come back to a party where people can be close to each other, where people can dance with each other, where people can touch each other, I wouldn't do it. So this is not an option for me.
No.
I mean, especially when you have, I mean, you could open up and you have to sink the amount of people. Do you think that clubbing going to be like a luxury then? Because, I mean, we were lucky. Berlin always, since years, you know, you never had to pay really high entrance if you compare it to other European cities. So, but I think this will change. We will never be able to go for 10 euro for a club night, huh?
There's only two options, I think. The first option is that we can reopen the way we've done before, meaning full capacity. But this would also mean that we have enough people in town going partying. The other option is that we have limited capacities, but we have to charge way higher entrance fees and far higher fees for drinks. That's the only options we have.
It's really sad, honestly. I mean, now I understand why it looks so sad. I got it. But I had the feeling, I don't know if you talk about it, I'm just jumping a little bit, but we had the idea because we can use the summer for working on concepts where we find, for example, like a dance floor and we do one production and then every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to give one club this area to present themselves. Do you think this would be possible? Because I think we have to use the summer. We have to use this outside thing. And I think the people are ready, even in Berlin, we know it from all these illegal parties now.
I think everybody would take part in a concept like this, and everybody would want to take part because also clubs like artists want to express themselves in an artistic way because what we're offering is kind of an art form as well. It's like putting people in a social context and creating a party, in my opinion, is also kind of an art form. So I would always want to take part in, let's say, an open air party that we could throw. But I think, I mean, will Berlin as a city provide an area? Will Berlin, they have never provided an area before. They have, in fact, they have made it very difficult for us in the past to throw open air parties. There was always complaints about noise. Even the new government, the Rot-Rot-Grün government, was trying to limit the amount of parties, to limit the volume, and to limit the hours of partying. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a real interest in having the clubs outside the clubs. Mm-hmm. So, which is for me also kind of a sign that, I mean, if the clubs are dying, the whole scene will die, because the scene will not move an outside raves. Not in the city, maybe outside.
I thought about Sage Beach. I had last week or 2 weeks ago, I had a really nice conversation interview with Dimitri, and he came up with the idea, because first of all, we still have in Berlin like a forbidden dance rule. It's forbidden to dance now, which is the last time we had 33 or something. And Dimitri came up with the idea, and I know it from London and other spaces, that you're going to offer like a sports, like a workout in Watergate where DJ can play, or like a dance lesson or whatever, like doing it under the logo of sports. Could be this an option? You're laughing, but I mean it. I would go for a workout to Watergate, actually.
You remember when everybody was putting on a gallery and in effect making a club?
Yeah.
So this is, you make your way around the laws to make your thing happen. I mean, clubbing is still not accepted as like a cultural movement. Mm-hmm. Clubbing is still seen from the officials as something like red light district kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we are quite used to make our way through the jungle of laws. But when you're deep into what you're doing, you don't want to label it different, you know? Yeah. You don't, if somebody told you your music has to be called Hula Wula now instead of techno, you wouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to do Hula Wula now.
Yes, and doing Zumba instead of techno.
Zumba, I think, okay. Yeah. And for me, it was always, we had requests for doing yoga lessons and all that kind of stuff in the club. But it feels, you feel like being raped by some other business kind of thing. And it makes you feel sad when you see a yoga class in your club where it's supposed to be, it's all built to be something different, you know?
Yeah.
When you got a sports car, you want to ride a sports car. You don't want to ride a tractor.
This is true. But not everything is so bad. There is a little light on the tunnel, because the reason why I invite you, because I was lucky enough to hear from this project. Just tell a little teasing. It's soon you can go back to Watergate.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it means, come on.
Okay, we came up with this idea after this United Redeem stuff happened, and we were thinking that we want to do something differently. We just would not want to come up with another DJ stream. We want to deliver something more to our fans, and we wanted to deliver something more also for the artists who are playing, because there was just so many streams on the internet, and it was not special anymore. And this is around about 3 months ago, and we were starting to discuss about concepts to have a virtual club experience at Watergate, which is not just you sitting on the sofa watching a stream on your screen, which is more interactive, because this is what clubbing is pretty much about. It's not just the music, it's not just the DJ. It's about meeting friends, it's about having a drink at the bar, meeting new people, hanging out, and having a whole range of social communications, of social interactions. And this is something that is really, really missing at the moment. We not just lost places where DJs perform, we also lost social spaces where people can interact with each other. Then we found a partner for this, and we started to come up with a digital platform, which is basically a virtual club experience.
So you found a partner?
We found a partner that was involved in a similar project already, and he offered us to adapt it to a club situation.
So I can go, sorry to interrupt, so I can go to Watergate and I can meet my friends or can meet new people there, and I can talk to them.
Yeah.
It's something like a watch party?
It is a mixture. It is it's a mixture of like having a big Skype conference with all your friends, mm-hmm. and at the same time watching a screen, and at the same time having the option to move from one floor to the other, and also have like private chats, so go to the toilet and have individual chats between people that just met each other, and to have to install like a buddy list and meet your friends on the platform on other dates. Yeah, you can meet your friends at Watergate. Yes.
Yes, and I can communicate with them, and I can listen to the DJ. I can dance, but still alone at home. But at least, people can see me.
The thing is, you
can I dress up?
You can dress up. You should dress up. You should dress to impress, as they say. You see the stream of the DJ playing from different perspectives, and you get a real insight in the DJ thing. At the same time, you have on the screen a watch party of five people. Mm-hmm. Either that's your friends because you booked five tickets, mm-hmm. or that is random people. Mm-hmm. And then just like you do in Tinder, where if you don't like these people, you just swipe them away and you have new people.
Never was on Tinder, sorry.
Yeah, just we all have to go to Tinder someday.
And, I don't know what you mean.
And then you can shuffle your watch groups, and you can chat with people, and you can go and have a drink, and you can go to the Watergate terrace and have a chat, a voice chat actually, mm-hmm. with five people. Or if you find someone super attractive or super nice, or it's an old friend of yours and you want to have like an intimate chat, something that nobody else can hear, or like you do all the dirty stuff that you do in clubs, then you can go to the toilet and you click the toilet symbol and you have an individual chat between you both only.
Without touching.
Without touching, but with showing, for example.
Okay. Oh, this sounds interesting. Are you open all floors? Is this one floor and the DJ is on the same time there? Or is it like a...
I mean, we're putting on a big camera equipment in the main floor. We're putting a lower, smaller camera equipment for the water floor.
What is with the no photos on the dance floor policy suddenly? Which was on Watergate.
Right? Like that. How did you say? No screenshots on the dance floor.
No screenshots on the dance
floor. No screenshots on the dance floor.
That's the new motto.
That's the new thing.
Okay.
Now this is something we're just now building, and it's developing, and it's very encouraging for us to see this growing. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna put on the first big event on the 10th of
Friday
of July.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday. It's Friday.
So what time?
We start 8:30.
This is my time.
This is your time. And we're finishing 1 p.m.
Oh.
No, it's 1 a.m. actually. Yeah, 1 a.m. Oh. So it's like 4.5 hours of experience.
Okay. So that means, I just want to repeat it. So we have a Watergate night. You can all participate and come to Watergate on this Friday. It's the 10th of July. It starts 8:30. You have to pay entrance if I want to see it.
You have to pay like the minimum fee of €1.
Oh.
For a ticket, which is not too much. And this is just, to be clear, this is just to finance the costs of the streaming. Mm-hmm. It's not paying anyone. You can pay more if you want to donate. And we're giving 50% of all income, mm-hmm. to the artist. Because mm-hmm. the other thought we had is like, with all this free streaming and with all this free access to music during the lockdown period, mm-hmm. this is not going to help the artists in the long run, and this is not going to help the clubs, and this is not going to help the whole music economy. So at some point, people will have to charge for mm-hmm. stuff again, and I think it's totally fair to do that, mm-hmm. and it's totally fair for artists to be paid, and therefore, with that concept of YWO, that we call it.
Mm-hmm. YWO? Why it's called YWO?
It's called Yes, We're Open.
Ah, so.
Hey. YWO. Yes, we're open. Yeah.
That's a super. I like it.
And
It's just regularly, or it's Friday, the main. Are you planning like a different?
I mean, we're going to do this for once on that Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see. Then we'll look at the numbers. For now, mm-hmm. everyone is involved for free. Everyone's mm-hmm. doing so much work, putting so much work in that for nothing, really. We're not mm-hmm. earning anything from mm-hmm. it. And we're not really aiming at. If we're very lucky, we're earning a bit of money, and then we can distribute it amongst the artists, and also put some in the club, and also give the producers and the programmer people some money back. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, we're just putting it on as a big project that comes from the heart, pretty much like when we first opened Watergate, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I didn't hear it from anyone else, you know. Of course, we had the streaming things, but a virtual club I didn't see it. I was not so into the swimming and stuff like this, but I think you were the first ones, huh?
I hope so. I mean, there's other ideas, and there's Club Quarantine, and there's Amnesia did something recently.
I saw Amnesia.
And it's different approaches. It's very interesting to see how people approach to that topic. Mm-hmm. But the way we do it right now, I haven't seen it anywhere else, and I hope we're kind of unique, and I hope people like it, you know.
I mean, the social contact is always quite important, and I have the feeling that Watergate has a really big international fan crowd. So I think this could be like really people from all over the countries say, hey man, I was in Watergate, and then meet there. And do you remember 7 years when I was in Berlin? This could be quite interesting, like it happening, especially it's not like, I like the idea that you not put so much focus on the music, more on the social thing. And I think people need this. This is also what my experience, that people want to talk about their situation in what they are. And I think this is well needed without touching, unfortunately, and without smelling.
This is what I love pretty much about this project, because now we are offering Watergate worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's not as exclusive anymore as it was before. Before Corona, you had to travel to Berlin and you had to make it through our door. Mm-hmm. And now you can just check in online. Mm-hmm. And this makes Watergate Nacht an international experience.
Yeah, and especially for me, as back in the days as a traveled international DJ, Watergate was everywhere. It doesn't matter where you've been, everyone knows Watergate, and they had a story, and this could be the interesting point, you know. But of course you're gonna put also some effort in music. You have some DJs playing?
Yes, we have.
Of course, so we are Watergate. Of course we have a very, very strong lineup. We have Panpot playing, we have Adana Trance playing, Who Made Who is performing, Biesmans, who is an artist of our agency, will perform live for the very first time. Anya is also playing back to back with Kristen Velvet. We have Jamie, we have Julia Nico,
Minko.
We have Minko playing as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great combination of international artists and our beloved residents. Mm-hmm.
So just a little question. So Who Made Who, they also traveling to Berlin to play here?
Yes.
Then? Okay. Yeah. Because I know, because thank you that you booked me for this. I'm quite excited actually, because I didn't do any stream or something. So it's my first time and I'm super happy to be a part of it. And I know that I have to be there. So this was, I was asking if Who Made Who is traveling for this.
Yeah, they're traveling and everyone that is performing is actually in the club. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're streaming, we're recording this, it's live. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, this is important to say maybe, we're trying to make it like a real club experience. So either you're there, so you log in, mm-hmm. and you're experiencing these 4 hours, 4.5 hours, mm-hmm. or you're not. It's not going to be on the internet after. There's no recording, there's no YouTube, there's nothing. You either be there or you're not. Mm-hmm. So just like a real club night, mm-hmm. you know, when it's over, it's over.
Okay, so please, Friday, 10th of July, 8:30 in the European time, German time.
CET.
So
yeah.
Where we are. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. So people in US, you give up the times up for everyone to log in.
Yeah, we if you go to the website, you'll see all the times.
Okay. So the best, go to Watergate website and then you will all know about the project. Yes, we are open.
Yes.
Friday, and you'll be there or you're going to miss it, which is really sad. I'm very happy there. Okay, so I'm a little bit more, I'm really excited about it and nervous.
Yeah, you should be. It's way more people watching you.
There was one thing, of course, Dennis said it already, everyone can participate and go into the Watergate. You don't even have to travel to Berlin. But as a Berliner, especially also Watergate and all the other clubs, we all know it's not easy to get in the Berlin clubs, and it's kind of the hype, you know, that there is a bouncer who said probably no or yes. I saw that you have a bouncer there. So what it means?
So everyone who gets a ticket will get into Watergate online this time. The bouncer is more about taking care of that everyone behaves like you should being at Watergate.
Okay.
So for
not
example,
getting naked.
You should not get naked. Maybe on the toilet, but this is up to you. But if anything happens to you that you don't want to see or anything you don't want to hear, there is the option to call the bouncer.
Cool.
And he will just kick the person who did any harassments or something like that out of the platform.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. So we're going to put everything, all the infos, also how we're going to say link in bio. But Watergate, go on the site and then you're going to get your ticket. And I would love to see you, actually, but I can't, especially as a DJ. I don't have a control who is in the club. Huh? We work. You have to work on this.
Yeah, we were thinking that it makes sense if you just set up your own laptop in next to your DJ equipment.
That's a good idea.
So that you are also part of this platform while playing. So there's some options to interact as well.
Good. Okay, I will bring my laptop and gonna make some winky winky. Nice. Okay, thank you for being here. Even in these hard times, there's a little light on the end of the tunnel, and it's not this what we known before, but I think everything will gonna change, but we will be back stronger than before, hopefully. Thank you for being here, Dennis and Uli.
Welcome.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Cheers. Clubroom Backstage.
Produced at Blackout Studios.